Hey, it's Scott Bywater here. And yesterday I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine, and we were talking about this whole thing with, he was actually is in the subscription space and starting up a new business. And he was talking about all the research he was doing to get it right to increase the stick rate. And how, let's say you get someone let's say someone joins you on a $67 a month subscription, for instance, and they only stay with you for 2 months, why not set it up so they actually stay with you, for 10 or for 12 months and they actually stick with you? And that got me thinking, what the most valuable thing for a business owner or us as business owners is to be able to do? Because you probably heard the saying, it's 5 times easier to get an existing customer to come back than it is to get a new customer. Hey, Andre, how are you? So that is really something I wanna dig into and talk about today. So how do we get our existing customers to stick with us and stay with us? And I believe it comes down to one thing. Firstly, or a few things, but the first thing is understanding your buyer, understanding your customer, understanding their needs, and taking the time to ask some questions. Ask some questions. I mean, here's 3 questions that you can ask. What are your biggest gripes within my industry? So that's number one. Number two, if I could do anything for you, in this niche or this space, what would it be? And start to find out from your customers and your clients, what do they actually want? What's the demand there? So asking those 2 questions is really, really powerful. So in terms of the third question to ask is, what are your biggest frustrations in this space? So start to ask these questions, and there's actually a whole buyer persona process which you can go through if you're in a more complex sort of business. And if you join I've got a group called Scott Bywater. If you Google Scott Bywater group, you can join that and I can talk to you more about it on there. But this is really powerful. So you get to understand your customer is number one. But the other thing is, once you've got that data, start to bring new capabilities or new products to that customer. So let's say one of the things which I bring to my customers is I bring in a lot of strategy planning, and things like strategic content marketing or that sort of thing, where I see the space and the opportunity there, because what your client wants is they want value, and that's how you stick. And they want value that they can't get from anywhere else. So you ask them the question, you find out what the value is. What's the riddle that your clients are dealing with today? And then you come out and you deliver that value. And in the product, from a different perspective, if we look at this, let's say, from a product type of space. Let's say someone joins your software or you sell some sort of a software. How do you get them to stick? Well, number one, you've got to make it easy to use. So if you start to talk to your prospects and they're like, oh, I don't know how to use this, and I don't know how to use that, and I don't know how to use this, and you start to fix it, then all of a sudden, you can have an average value of a client. Instead of being worth, say, $150 to you, they might be worth, $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 to you over a lifetime. And one of the interesting things to do, like if you were going to buy a business, what do you want? Do you want a business which has an average value of a client of $200, where you've got to constantly, stuff people into that funnel because you know that they're going to go in and they're going to go out very, very quickly? Or do you want the type of business where those clients are going to be worth, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and you need more of those clients, you need less of those clients because the stick rate is greater? Hey, Tony, how are you? So that's really key, is how do you get your clients to stick. And the way you get your clients to stick, which is really, really boring, but it comes back to, you know, the whole customer service thing. It comes back to actually knowing and deep diving and asking the questions so you understand your customer better than they understand themselves. And you'll be amazed. I've gone through this process with a number of businesses, and even though we talk to our clients every day, sometimes, you know, when you send a survey out or when you get on the phone and you start asking these questions, actually not sometimes, almost always, when you start to ask the right, you know, type of structured questions, you find out stuff you never ever knew about them. Even if, thank you, Jim, I appreciate the feedback. So even if, you know, even if you have, you've been dealing with them, you know, for 5, 10, 15 years. I've talked to clients, asked them those questions, and I've discovered stuff about those clients that I didn't even know. Yeah. And that allows you to actually then, not only for that client, to help that client, but to get inside the mindset of your prospect. Because here's what's basically happening at the moment. You know, there's more and more, you know, out there in the marketplace. The consumer has the power. You know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, the consumer didn't have as much power. You know, they had to call a salesperson and they would come out and deal with them. But today, the consumer has the power. So if you can understand your consumer, then you can know. Once you know your customers, let's say their buyer persona, once you know their fears, once you know what's holding them back from investing, you know, investing with you, once you know why they actually chose you over your competition, once you start to understand and to grasp all of this sort of stuff, well, then you know how to approach them. Then you know the lead magnet, because it's very easy to create a lead magnet, but you know the type of lead magnet they're going to look at and they're going to go, I've got to get my hands on this. It's not just, oh, here's another boring lead magnet. It's like, this lead magnet solves my problem. It solves a problem which I've been struggling with and which has been a riddle, and, you know, which hey, you're doing it. And the lead magnet doesn't have to have a lot of content. It just needs to be specific because you understand, you know, your customer's issue. You know, because think about it. One gift to one person can be useless to another. Like if someone gives me a bag of golf clubs, you know, to me, I don't play golf. It's not of great value to me. But if they give it to someone else, they may be over the moon. And what we've all got to discover is, what are the gifts which really matter to our clients? You know, so because otherwise we sort of become like this. What's the word for it? We become like this. Yeah, you know, the husband who gives the wife a whippersnipper for her birthday. You know, and she doesn't want that whippersnipper, and so there's no. Yeah, you know, the relationship doesn't further as a result of that. So that's what I want to leave you with. Thanks for all the feedback for today. Just to quickly recap. You know, the reason why getting new clients is overvalued, and don't get me wrong, getting new clients is still important, but I believe increasing the average value of your client is even more important. Yeah, and the way we do that is we dive into inside the heads of our prospects deeply, and we understand what they need, what their problems are, what their issues are, what their challenges are, what are the barriers to them buying your stuff, what actually instigates the decision in the first place. We start to deep dive into this sort of stuff so we understand our prospect. And then we know, you know, we understand what they want, we understand how to keep them, but we also start to understand how to lure them in the first place. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got any other questions, if you're reading this and it's triggered another question, drop it in the chat box and I'll answer it in a future Facebook Live. Bye for now. Thanks, Hassan. Great, thanks for your feedback. Very much appreciated. Cheers. Bye for now.